Tell us briefly about your background. What brought you to this position at Adobe for InDesign?
I'm a big believer, some people call it the spiral career path or the crooked path. I had no intention of being on the business side working for a technology company. My degree is actually, I have a bachelor's in fine arts, painting and drawing. But for a lot of folks, especially, I won't name my age, but let's put it this way, I'm in the decades. Back when I was in college, I had to find a way to pay the bills, and desktop publishing is something I landed. And so by hook and by crook, I found my way eventually working at a software company doing lots of great things. And even when I came to Adobe, I didn't start in the InDesign team. It took me a few years here, but I've been part of the InDesign team now for 6 years. Basically there is no plan. Keep working hard, follow your passion, and you'll be surprised where you go.
You mentioned the Creative Cloud. Now, this is a subscription service that we're just starting to learn about. And does it make sense for people to get into it at the early days? Or there might be bugs that people need to be concerned about, and they should just wait until it's been around for 5 or 10 years, like some of the other things that take a long time to get the bugs out?
Yeah, so again, the answer is kind of nuanced. So first of all, Creative Cloud is kind of like an epic story. It has lots of casts and characters. A big chunk of it is just the software you already know now. So, if you're using InDesign, if you're using Photoshop or Illustrator, the only thing that's different with Creative Cloud is you can A, license it via subscription, and B, we'll do everything to make it super easy to download off of Adobe.com and directly onto your machine. So that part I don't think is going to be any riskier than any release from InDesign, and hopefully the answer for everyone's experience, your audience, is that that's been good. Some of the new tools are, like the touch tools, they're simpler applications. They're really not that complicated. They're easy to get into, which is a big selling point. So here's how I would say it. If you're the kind of person, you don't have a big budget, you have a hard time justifying keeping pace or even buying the upgrade every 2 or 3 or 4 releases, then you should check out the subscription pricing, because it really lowers the bar of entry. And you don't have to take all of Creative Cloud. You can just get onto the tools that you know now. There's no reason to stop. For everyone else that's kind of maybe more adventurous and looking to get into whole new things like tablet publishing, I think it takes a little bit more commitment. It's working. We have lots of customers. We actually now provide the technology for the vast majority of digital magazines going to tablets. And obviously for those companies, it's worth the risk. It's a new workflow. I won't lie to you, to your audience. With any new workflow, there's going to be some bumps. It's going to have a little rough spots around the edges. It took us, the way I like to say is, anyone working in print, it took us years, if not over a decade, to get to kind of reliable PDF workflows. This is a new workflow, so a lot of it's not written. There aren't quite yet best practices, but if you want to roll up your sleeves and get a feel for what this is early rather than wait, then definitely check out Creative Cloud.
Were you caught off guard by the incredible preponderance of success and amazing market penetration of the iPad and the other touch devices?
That depends on who you ask. I think, when the iPad first came out, and there's two reactions. One was, oh my God, this is the next big thing. We've got to be there. And then the other reaction was, maybe we should wait and see and take a look. Because obviously a lot of technology doesn't quite pan out. There's a lot of hype with new technologies. I think it's safe to say with the iPad as well as with other tablets, we're certainly in the we've got to do this phase. So I wouldn't say caught off guard. We're certainly a lot of kind of measured bets and trying to figure out, how much can we do in the short amount of time that we have to get something out there. And I'm pretty proud of what we achieved.
This is Keo Toma. Tell us again who you are as far as Adobe is concerned.
I'm a senior product manager on the InDesign team.
Thank you for joining us at mymac.com.
Thank you, John.
Nemo signing off.